top secret like a Shaolin temple. But now I'm off the hills of a solar full of that ripple. I'm watching the end angle like a past participle. Mix my ripple with mo for sham pipple. Taking spring water hits, that's a mid pine thistle. That good, good green that'll wet your whistle. Hey, smoke out food, don't be pulling your pistol. And get your girl hit with my mass destruct missile. See, chewing out the frame like a brand new vessel. Struck a jawbone down to a marrow and gristle. Full facial blow bubbles and rub it on your pimples. She left the hotel smelling like a sack of hot crystals. And pistol smoke, it went for broke. Then I put it in her throat and she burped the choke. Should have told you how chunky it was. Go and get your girlfriend so she can help you out. Scream it out now. It ain't easy, man. Claim fame. My old God put me in the game. I'll be a man amongst boys forever. Living life like a grown man.
Denizens of Superhero City, this is your Uncanny X-Men T-Wan Mobile telling you it's time to hero up with another episode of the Direct Edition, bringing you the latest news and opinions on comic books, anime, video games, and related movies. And of course, we got a roundtable discussion going on. I got a couple of co-hosts sitting here. We got Dirty C. Jeezy.
Hello out there. You know I came for the party to get naughty.
We got Master Jushin.
Psylocke has fantastic tatas.
And sitting in, we have C Squared, a special guest, flown in from around the world.
Say something charming to the back.
We come here to take a look at some of the upcoming storylines for 2010 that's coming from the out of the woodworks for Marvel and DC. What's going on in DC right now is Blackest Night. If you haven't been keeping up with that, go get the trade or pick up a couple of issues from your latest comic book shop or something like that. We don't want to spoil it for you. Ah, the hell with it. I'll spoil it for you. It was the Blackest Night. It started off strong. It's kind of fizzling.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Well, yes, it is.
Some say it's fizzling.
It's not fizzling.
Some of the stuff isn't making sense.
No. Blackest Night is making sense. The rest of the fucking one-shot story arcs, they're JSA, Teen Titans.
The tie-ins to Blackest Night
aren't making sense. Yeah, all those tie-ins, they need to stop that mess.
So that's the latest storyline going into Blackest Night. And it's about all of the heroes coming back from the dead. And there's a lot of them. A lot of dead heroes and villains.
Yeah, because apparently Marvel's doing it with fucking X-Men Necrosha. That shit is gay.
Wait a minute now. Whoa, let me stop that right there.
G-A-Y!
First of all, let me just make one thing abundantly clear. Okay, that means a lot. Okay, first of all, this whole Black Knight thing is basically nothing but Marvel Zombies redone.
Better.
Period, point blank, the end. Now, it's fine and it's good, because I'm not a DC guy, but even I pick it up. But even I'm starting to look at it. But Jushin's right. On the one level, this whole Black Knight thing started out great because it stayed predominantly in the Black Knight one-shots, Green and the Green Lanterns and stuff like that. It bridged off a little bit, but now you got everybody getting involved in this JSA Black Knight. This person Black Knight, that person Black Knight. Are they going to have? Are
Teen
they,
Titans Black Knight.
Yeah, Teen Titans. I mean, what are they going to have? Like some independent comic book Black Knight? How about X-Men Black Knight? You know, how about that?
But Blackest Night's running in DC, X-Necrosha is running in Marvel. Now, the follow-ups to 2010 are coming after these. DC seems to, I guess Blackest Night would be kind of hard to follow up, considering how well of a story it is. But following Blackest Night in 2010 is going to be the rise and fall of Green Arrow and Red Arrow.
Gay. Two words. Who cares? They shoot a bow and arrow,
and that's where they may be going wrong. They may not be as important characters enough to follow Blackest Night.
Are you telling me that out of all the heroes that they could do a major event, they're going off of Green Arrow and Red Arrow, formerly known as Speedy?
Well, that's as if anyone hasn't been following the cry for justice. What came out of this is this rise and fall of Green Arrow and Red Arrow is coming out of the cry for justice, because Red Arrow lost an arm. Ooh. And with everybody dying and coming back, you wouldn't think that it would be a big deal. Especially with, you guys, your friend is Cyborg.
Mm-hmm. and nanotechnology.
That won't be no problem for you to get a cybernetic arm or anything like that.
Just go to Luke Skywalker.
Better than the original. So I wouldn't masturbate with it, but I'm just saying.
You wouldn't think that it would be
a give big yourself deal. The ultimate stranger.
You need to fill all the fucking places anyway.
Give him a parking pad, the little handicap sticker.
How's he going to put his hand out to make a right turn if he's driving? I mean, dude. I mean, hey, Brett. You know, you can go to your boy's sideboard. Hey, Brett. You basically rebuilt your whole body. You know, could you give a brother an arm? You know, or just give him a hand up. Get it? Hand up. Attach to the arm. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
But that was rising.
It's going to cost him an arm and a leg. Sorry about that, guys.
I was counting to see how long you were going to do it.
Okay, my way. Bad. Sorry.
That was pretty good.
I was waiting. You got them all out? You got any more coming?
I'm sorry.
Nigga clap.
I'm sorry. Yeah, can he clap?
One-handed
clap? No.
But that's it. The rise and fall of Green Arrow. Well, it's the fall of Green Arrow, the rise of Red Arrow.
Who cares?
I don't think it's going to be a four-issue miniseries, the rise of Red Arrow. That's 4 issues too many, exactly. And they can cover everything they need to say in one.
One? Why? I'm thinking about 5 pages.
And then another
Justice
thing
League? Is, 5 pages? Yeah, I think that could cover it.
And the fall of Green Arrow, I mean, I didn't know he was built up. I mean, how can you tear him down if he hasn't been built up?
What the fuck has he done?
Exactly.
Who is he anyway? Some guy named Ollie Green? Whatever.
Ollie Queen.
Whatever, same thing. That's what I said. So it doesn't matter. Well, it doesn't matter what his name is.
Wait. I know where this is going. You know where this is going, right? It's going to Vegas. These guys, you're talking about two of the biggest, like, fucking man whores in the damn DC universe. The rise and fall. Woo! Probably means they're going to get gay for each other. Rise of Green Lantern. Fall. You know.
You mean Green Arrow?
Whichever.
Dude, my only question is, like you said, Juan, I'm trying to get back on track here. You know, because it just went to Cinemax when Jushin came in. But
everything goes to Cinemax when Jushin comes in.
My whole question is this. Like you said, you know, you just had a blockbuster, you know, story arc of Black Knight. You got everybody involved. You even got me liking it. Me researching it. Me looking at it. The guy who hates DC as it is. And you're going to follow it up with a guy who shoots a bow and an arrow? What's next? You're going to have something about Vigilante? A guy who shoots a gun? Wow, that's some good stuff right there. Did somebody get paid for this? I mean, when they pick up their checks, are they getting, they got a ski mask on? Or something? They need to rob a bank.
This is robbery. I feel like I'm getting robbed.
Yeah, $250 for each issue.
$299.
But something else that's coming up later on down the line in next year, which may pick it up. I don't know. The War of the Supermen. It depends on how bloody it's going
to
be.
Oh, God. A planet full of Kryptonians going to war.
Master Jushin, you've been keeping up more with Superman than I have.
You know.
I guess because they've been exiled from Earth, and they settled on Pluto, made that their new Krypton.
Look, when they pop these people out of that damn little bottled city of Kandor, of course these motherfuckers are going to lose their mind. They in yellow sunlight. And then they exiled them from Earth because a few of them went crazy, and, you know, popped out, had a good time, killed a few by accident, killed a few humans by accident, whatever.
The thing they didn't explain was, is it going to be a war on Earth, or is it going to be a civil war?
A war on Krypton? Who knows? It comes down to...
Because if it's a war on Earth, how's it going to... That's not really... That's kind of a one-sided...
Fight?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, you got all these heroes.
Wait a minute. Pardon me for my squirrely ignorance here, but can I need to ask a question.
He's squirrely.
Yeah. For my squirrely ignorance. So you mean to tell me there's a whole city of people that have the same powers as Superman...
Planet.
A whole planet?
They're orbiting somewhere out there past Jupiter.
Okay, wait a minute. But there's a whole planet full of people who have the same powers as Superman.
Whole planet.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. And Earth kicked them off.
Yep. They told them.
I would have been telling the human beings to get stepping and find a new place, you know? I don't understand. You mean to tell me you've got the most powerful aliens in the known galaxy in the solar system.
Only under a yellow sun.
And under a yellow sun.
Shining bitches with a red flashlight, them motherfuckers will fall over in a stiff
wind. And you mean to tell me they kicked them off and they said, okay? That's horrible. That's just awful. how are you going to kick a whole planet of Superman off the planet? I'd have been like, wait a minute, whoa. Here, I got a little cab for you. Y'all need to leave. Here, we'll get you a stretch limo. We'll see y'all later. Homo sapiens.
Give this man a new NWO shirt. New World Order.
Yeah, New World Order. I don't think I'd be leaving the planet. They'd have been like, oh, I can see it now. I'm as powerful as Superman. Hey, Casey, you got to get off the planet. I'm like, who's gonna make me? Which one of y'all gonna be the first one to step up?
That's true.
I mean, who was gonna tell them guys?
Jeezy, you have a point there.
Yeah, I mean, I've been like,
I cannot disagree with you one bit on that.
I've been like, yeah, I like this place. It's kind of nice. No, I think I'm gonna stay. No, you gotta leave.
What does Pluto have going? It's cold.
It's not even a planet.
It's named after a Disney dog.
It's not even a planet anymore.
God, just it infuriates me. It's insulting my intelligence, and I don't like it.
War of Superman is coming up.
Who cares?
And after War of Superman, or somewhere along the lines, may run parallel with it. It's going to be, I know I'm looking forward to it, and I think Casey's looking forward to it too. The return of Bruce Wayne. Can I get an applause for that one?
I mean, once again.
I didn't know he left.
Once again. Here we go again with the same recurring things in comic books. Somebody major like Captain America, Marvel's, you know, just as guilty of this as anybody else is. Let's get rid of it. I don't know what dumbass came up with the idea of, let's get rid of a character, put him in time, put him somewhere else, go away, assassinate him, be somewhere else. I don't know where, in time, lost in time.
Because after 600 issues, their only option is to kill him, and then that revitalizes the character.
Right. And so now, and you know, it's like, you don't even worry when somebody dies anymore because you know what? They're going to be back. I mean, why did they get rid of him in the first place? I mean, that's about what you say.
With a new haircut.
And you know what? The worst part about it, you know what? I think it hurt Batman more than it did Marvel because you got rid of two characters. You really got rid of Nightwing, who was one of the cooler guys in the DC universe, in my opinion.
Yes, and to DC, I just want to say, you bastards.
You know. You know, I mean, that dude was like, you know, had a pretty good comic book, pretty cool costume, everything like that.
Struck out on his own.
Yeah. I mean, once again, they evolutionized the character the right way.
He got rid of those little gay-ass short pants he used to wear.
Yeah, those short legs. Hey,
finally got out from under all them gay jokes everybody was telling about him and Batman being in the cage.
Well, when he was wearing those shorts.
Only Juicy remembers the little boy wearing the shorts. Just want to let y'all know.
That's your prerogative.
That's what you do in your house is your business. But go ahead.
The return of Bruce Wayne is, technically, we knew that he was never dead. As far as the rest of the DC universe was concerned, he was vaporized by Darkseid. So he's supposed to be fighting his way through time to make his way back to the present. There's going to be a 6-issue miniseries, I think, told by Grant Morrison.
Of course, the guy who fucked it up Grant the first.
Morrison, Grant Morrison has the ability to tell a good story, and he also has the ability to tell a whacked out, tripped out ass story, too.
Your ass needs to be tripped out when you read Grant Morrison.
I mean, you have to pop a couple of acid and
get some special brownies from Amsterdam.
Sit down.
What do you think gives him his motivation?
That explains it. That's everything right there, Grant Morrison. Ecstasy and acid.
First of all, here's another just small point. Pardon my ignorance again.
Your squirrely ignorance?
My squirrely ignorance.
It's not so squirrely now.
You know, you try to sell a few comic books with that Battle for the Cowl thing, and then that happened like 2 minutes ago, and now you're bringing him right back and you brought it. What's going to happen to little Damon? What's he going to do?
He's going to get an ass whooping.
Yeah, I mean, dude. I mean, what's going to happen to that guy? How are you going to tell? See, people don't realize the ramifications that happen when you start screwing a story up like that and make major involving changes to the point where... You know, you're messing up a whole bunch of characters. And I think they're just writing it to get, you know, some type of sales. But the problem I have is nobody thinks about the after effects it's going to have. My opinion.
Well, supposedly they plotted out. But
if they wanted to have more impact, they would have waited a few more years.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Captain America waited, like, 2 years.
Yeah, how long was Colossus gone?
Five years.
5 years.
Oh, I'll never forget that. And he was, at least they gave you the hint that he was going to stay dead for a little while, at least, which I can somewhat live with.
Yeah, it's tough that they don't stay dead for a long time.
Because at that point, you might as well just stay dead.
Because
is there a chart, like popularity-wise, who gets to stay dead for a year, 2 years, 5 years?
Supposedly, there's a list.
Shit. Gene Grey must be at the top of that bitch right now.
If you have more than one title, you can't stay dead for more than 6 months. If you're a supporting cast character, you get 2 years.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up a good point. See, the thing of all this is this. When you said, like, who, first of all, who makes this list up to get to die? And who permeates of how long they stay dead? Because at least, once again, you know, with Colossus, you know, after 2 years, you were like, man, this dude really is going to die. He really is dead. They're not going to bring him back. Because usually if somebody dies, i.e., Ion or Kyle Reynard or whatever his name is now, they killed him. 1 issue later, he come right back. But you knew that. And Batman, you knew you were going to have him come back within a year, probably. And he did. So I'm just curious of, like Chris said, what permeates a guy dying and what keeps him dead for however long a period he stays dead?
Yeah, some good points. But that was the DC storylines that are coming up. Stay tuned after the break. We'll be going over a few of the Marvel lines that's coming up.
All right, Spies, time to hero up.
Welcome back to the Direct Edition. Here we go. We're coming up with some Marvel storylines that's coming up in 2010. Right now, Marvel's running Ex Necrotia. And they... What did they just finish? What did they finish before Ex Necrotia?
What didn't they finish?
Oh, they had the Messiah War.
Messiah War with X-Force and Cable.
Terrible.
And so afterwards...
Oh, look, it's a trade for $35.
After Ex Necrotia, The next big X-Men storyline is supposed to be X-Men's Second Coming. It's supposed to be a wrap-up.
Second Coming?
What was the first coming? What are they talking about?
Shit.
When did they first come out? I didn't blow my load.
The Second Coming is supposed to be the wrap-up to the...
What is that, the money
Messiah
shot? Little joke there.
Get your pearl necklace right here.
It's supposed to be a wrap-up to the Messiah War and the Messiah Complex.
Did Superman and that whole... Sorry. What now?
What happened to that whole Nation X thing?
That's running right now. That's not 2010.
It's going on right now.
But the Second Coming is supposed to be with Cable and Hope returning to the X-Men.
Cable
and
who?
Hope.
Oh.
That's the little girl's name.
But is she grown up or is she still little?
She's a teenager.
What is this, like the soap operas or one of your TV shows where you watch, like, you know, during one season the kid's like just born and then the next season they're like 13 years old or something? Yeah,
but everyone else stays the same age.
And good point.
They're traveling in the future.
Also, they travel in the future.
Oh, okay.
What the hell is that about?
I tell you this, right? You know what? Sam Beckett should have asked Cable for his time device because that motherfucker wouldn't been hopping around globetrotting all damn time.
There wouldn't have been no show. He would have been.
And I'm out, bitches.
You know, I think I've watched enough Star Trek to know the space-time continuum just don't work like that.
Damn it, Ziggy, get me out of here.
And the thing with the whole Messiah complex, with it coming to his trilogy is coming to an end, I got to say, the same way DC did with Nightwing, I think Marvel screwed over another good character, my homeboy Bishop. I didn't appreciate how he was all of a sudden the villain and he lost an arm and now he's Cable Light. So, but Cable and Hope are coming back and either she's supposed to save the mutant race or destroy it.
Man, Where was this girl born from? And don't say her mom because I know that, but I'm saying who was her mom?
They haven't said.
Once again,
that's supposed to be wrapped up too.
this Messiah War complex crap, or what, the Messiah complex, Messiah War, then they went to, like, as every comic book company always does, goes into a year-long storyline of something, and you still don't get the answers you need.
I'm sure you still won't have them after the second coming. That's going to lead into the next big storyline that's coming up.
Christ. You know what? They'll save a lot of heartache and pain just by saying this is Jean Grey. Yeah, have at it.
I don't think it's Jean Grey.
It's not Jean Grey. That's too obvious.
That's the sleight of hand. They want to show you what's in your hairy left palm and then show you what's in your
hair. What I do on my time is my own business.
Thank you.
So my palm and my left hand's hairy.
But are you honestly expecting anything different? Anything surprising? Oh, Rachel Summers. Oh, ooh.
The Phoenix number two?
Ooh.
Because she was born in that time, but ooh. Isn't she dead?
So what does that matter?
Back to point from before.
Good job before. Yeah, like that matters. You are absolutely correct, sir.
But Rachel Summers is on Star Jammers.
In space!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's running around with the Galaxy Trio.
I think Star Jammers signified that they were in space. You know, Star Jammers.
Space.
They jam with the stars.
Yeah, in space.
Well, Corsair's dead. He'll be back in another few issues.
No, he stayed dead for a year now.
He died in the rise and fall of Shi'ar.
Yeah, he died in issue 480-something.
Shit, Lelandra's dead.
DC needs to take a page from Marvel with the rise and fall
of
Shi'ar.
They surely damn do. because they're worse than the guy playing poker. You know they're bluffing. Oh, we're going to kill Batman. Yeah, right. Like Chris said, like that matters. He'll be back in 2 days.
Yeah, they're bringing Albert Einstein back for the new Illuminati.
Sweet. Oh, Lord.
Hey, has anybody been keeping up with Hulk?
No.
I just read Fall of the Hulk Alpha, Gamma, whatever the fuck it is.
That's the big thing. Oh, Fall of the Hulk.
Let's see. Let me surmise what I've learned so far. Red Hulk has beat the fucking Green Hulk out of Bruce Banner. He can no longer transform.
What? Wait.
He beat the Green Hulk out of Bruce Banner. He can no longer transform.
Beat the Green Hulk out of Bruce Banner.
Somehow he can no longer transform.
So when somebody used to say in high school, "I beat the black off you," I guess that's kind of possible.
That's basically what he did.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, keep going.
Beat the black out of you.
There you go.
General Ross was killed by the Red Hulk. He was whooping his ass and then he stopped.
He hasn't been dead before.
Yeah. Well, this time they actually had a funeral.
General Ross is dead.
Let's see. Oh, they also, it looks like they revealed that when Steve Rogers comes back, he's not going to be Captain America at first. He's going to just chill for a while.
An agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
He was running around in his Navy, his Army uniform, letting Bucky run around with the S.H.I.E.L.D. And so don't expect that hold up. Who's going to carry the S.H.I.E.L.D.? Yeah, don't expect that to run for too long.
So there you go. You don't need to buy the one shot who would carry the S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's going to be Bucky.
Oh, and
Steve is going to be chilling.
Bruce Banner is running. He's working with the Red Hulk right now for some reason.
Not to get off task or anything. Well, let me make one thing about the Fall of the Hulks. You had this big Rise of the Hulks. You don't know who any of these Hulks are. There's a She-Hulk, Red Hulk.
Have they said who the Red Hulk is?
No.
Nope,
They still have not said that. Doc Samson, who's one of me and Chris's beloved characters of the Hulk, is now screwed up in the head.
He's running with MODOK and the leader.
He's running with MODOK. He was helping Red Hulk, but then he wasn't. Now he's actually against him. Red Hulk's beating everybody up again. He's just taking on the persona of Green Hulk. And this story makes no damn sense whatsoever.
Nothing made sense in that damn studio for 20 years.
He beat the Green Hulk out of Bruce Banner, and now Bruce Banner's working with him.
Okay, now, you know, I'm just a history major, you know, so I notice things like this. But, you know, as I'm looking down the sheet and I'm looking at, you know, some of the things we're talking about, does anybody here in the audience see a recurring theme like I do? Let's look at DC, the rise or the fall of Green Arrow. The Rise and Fall of the Justice League, The Rise of Arsenal, and The War of Superman. Now we have The Fall of the Hulks, who just was commonly The Rise of the Hulks.
Hey, man, they should have just called that Hulk Disassembled.
Does DC and Marvel, like, they say the NFL is a copycat league, and they're copycatting each other with Rises and Fall of everybody. And X-Men last year had two years ago.
Basically, it's turned into who could tell the better story.
They lost their thesaurus.
Yeah, it's basically turned into who could tell the best
best story. They had Avengers disassembled. Then they had.
Who can tell the best story? They're following the same story.
Exactly, but they're trying somebody. To tell it better. Look, see, you had here, you had Avengers disassembled. Then you had what was the follow up with the Justice League? It was Identity Crisis. They fucking fell apart after that. And then what happened? Avengers reassembled. Avengers came back after that Infinite Crisis bullshit. Yeah. And now what's going on? You know, you got Marvel Zombies. Oh, let's do Blackest Night. Well, wait, let's do X-Men Necrosia. And, you know, rise and fall of the Red and Green Arrow. Yeah.
The return of Captain America.
Yeah, the return of Captain America. Bruce Wayne. Notice how this is all coming around right at the same time.
Damn, dude.
Around the same area. See, y'all don't notice stuff like that because I'm trained like that.
It's seasonal now.
It's seasonal. Very good, Chris. No, you're starting to see what I see now. See, I'm just here to enlighten you people because y'all might miss this kind of things. But we're trained professionals. Do not try this at home.
Casey.
Oh, sorry.
We're not professionals.
It's good to bring people back to the holidays.
Yeah. Give him a card
Christmas is for everybody.
I'm sure some of them guys who were kind of poor was, damn, can't you get them after January so I don't have to get them a Christmas gift or nothing, man? Dude, that's coming out of my pocket, dude.
With Siege, Fall of the Hulk, X-Men Second Coming.
All right, wait. And getting back to Second Coming, too. With Necrosia going on right now, wrapping up, I do got to say, even though I'm an X-Men, you know, homer, and I love them to death, favorite comic book of all time, Necrosia is absolutely horrible. It's like you're waiting on something to happen.
And
nothing is going on. I mean, I want to see some dead people at least. If you're going to have another Marvel Zombies, have some people dying and killing and fighting, and there's none of it. Everybody's just talking to each other. I mean, like...
And like you said, Jeezy, I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no problem.
Nobody knows what's going on. I've picked up a few of the tie-ins with the X-Necrotia label there. I picked up the X-Necrotia label, and every page I flip to, everybody is asking, what's going on?
What's this? Who's that? Where's she at?
What's going on? And it's
it's
gotten to the point where we're like, all right, already, you know, move forward with the story. What's going on with it?
Yeah, I'm like, you know, is somebody going to fight? Is somebody going to die? Is somebody going to take over a planet? And you know, what's with Selene? What's with, you know, Eli Barr? That was done a year and a half ago. The storyline, who the hell is Eli Barr, which was the start of all this, has never. It's just pissing me off more and more.
Do what I do.
What's that?
Don't read it.
Once again, and you know what the worst part is? That's the most logical thing to do, but you know, unfortunately, addicts can't.
Yeah, you guys are hooked.
When you're addicted to something, you can't logically or.
She's better than heroin.
You gotta feed that monkey with bad stories and art. That's.
Yeah, you know, you know what's funny is, you know, you used to could handle a bad story if the artwork was killer, but now the artwork sucks and so does the story. Now it's going to be even worse.
For $5.
$5 on top of that. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. Oh,
Siege.
Siege. Go ahead, Lionel.
No, $3.
The Fall of Norman Osborn. I can't say it's about damn time. But to drive our point home, to cement our point home, what was Dark Reign if not Final Crisis? Final Crisis was billed as the bad guys win.
What are you talking about? What was Norman Osborn's rise? That might as well have been Lex Luthor.
They gotta take the word final out of everything they do. There is no final.
Because they're just gonna do it again.
But like you said, that was nothing but like Lex Luthor did. He rose up, so now you had Norman Osborn rise up and take control. Right. And of course, there's gonna be a fall of him. But you know what? Surprisingly, for me personally, this is one of the Marvel things that are coming up that I'm really looking forward to because I'm expecting a lot of people to die.
To get
their ass beatings coming, and I'm waiting for that, and I'm thinking it can do it.
I just want Thor to smack somebody in the mouth with that damn hammer.
Yeah, and I'm tired of people beating up on Thor, for Christ's sake. Yeah, that dude's a god of thunder. He gets beat up by everybody.
Taskmaster?
Yeah, I mean, he got beat up by Dr. Doom. He got beat up by Red Hulk. He got beat up by Ewoks. I mean, they're just letting anybody beat him up, and it's making me mad. And I'm getting upset.
You keep your 2 cents to yourself, sir.
But out of all these storylines that are coming up, the one I think, me personally, I think have the most potential is Doom War.
Great. And I agree with you on that one, too.
I can't think of anything that's been done similar to that.
Doom is a character that epitomizes evil.
No, well, but
Doom,
I like
Doom
it
himself
is,
has been around for a while. But yes. This is the first time that they're saying that
the warring countries, of Wakanda and Latveria. This is where you get international warfare in comic books. I like the idea. But, two emperors going out. This is like back in the days of the Roman Empire and shit like that, you know?
I like it too, but as I was saying, Doom is such a prolific thinker. It's time for I think it's about time we see something out of him, you know, him doing something instead of always fucking around with the Fantastic Four. This man technically is the second smartest person alive, and all he does is just fuck around with Reed Richards all damn day.
Yeah, but gets beat by everybody else in the world.
And rules a country. You know what? This motherfucker over here, he's hating a guy who can't barely pay his rent in a building way over here. I mean, honestly.
And you living in a castle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I would do? I would tell Reed Richards to kill his family. He can come stay with me for a little bit till you get back on the street. Come on, cuz. Get the wife and kids.
I would have built a Reed bot, sent it over there, and just had it skeet all over fucking Sue Storm.
Oh, well, there we go again. Once again, from Sesame Street to Skinamax is our brother Mad Wicked has joined us, and I just thought of him. Once again, Master Jushin coming in with, you know, turning the G rating into Skinamax.
This is terrible.
Just little things I would.
Kicked out of heaven.
And what? And can we please try to get to this? Because
all right, fine. What's the next
after Siege has ended? Siege is only supposed to be four issue miniseries.
And finally, Bucky's gonna get his shot as Captain America in the actual storyline.
Fuck Buck.
Hey, man. Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. Go ahead there, Twan.
I'm just saying, you
little
know,
T-Wan Mobile.
This guy has made, he's been crowned as Captain America, but he hasn't shown
by himself.
Wasn't he dead too?
Yes, he was. Let's just move past
and
that.
And he's got a robotic arm too.
I'm just saying, you make this guy Captain America, but you haven't shown him being Captain America. You know what I mean? As Captain America.
How much
I'm
more
just saying,
do you need to be Captain America?
Cares?
You're banging the Black
Widow.
He's
Bucky.
This is true.
He's Bucky. He's Captain Bucky.
Do they bring back any wisdom from the grave or anything?
Wisdom. I mean, dude, didn't they be
You know, was there
than
a light? Was it hot? You know,
how was
family
heaven?
Members?
You know, how was heaven?
Meaning of life kind of shit? You know, deep stuff.
Actually, you know what? Didn't they cover the whole life and death thing in Paradise X?
Man, the hell
Let's
with
not
that.
Go there.
Like anybody read
Let's
that
say that for a special edition.
No, that's only read that.
A special edition of the direct edition.
And I would like to thank you for, because you helped me buy that.
Yes, I did.
After Siege ends, the next story, I don't know if it's a storyline or if it's the, it's called the Heroic Age.
Oh,
and it's supposed to be the next big thing after Siege ends.
I thought it was the Heroic Age.
I think they're trying to make heroes back to like...
Heroes.
Thanks for listening to the Direct Edition. Stay tuned as our next cast will take a look at upcoming movies for 2010.